You are listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach and Vieira, as well as WRRJ, Cocoa Beach, Cape Canaveral, 89.7 FM.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. It's your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We left off here on a cliffhanger talking about Judas, and I was unable to finish my statement because we ran out of time. Now, I was showing you how Judas was deceived into doing what he did. Matthew chapter 27, verses 2 and 3. Our text here, we're looking in the book of Acts. We're looking at Judas hung himself. And I made the comment yesterday, and if you missed the program, you can go to my website, wgodradio.com, find the link on there that says prior broadcasts, and you'll find that program uploaded from yesterday. Now, here today, I want to follow through on this statement here about what's the difference between what Judas did and what Peter did. Now, Peter, so to speak, figuratively speaking, as if he was in court, he put his left hand on a stack of Bibles, raises his right hand, and says, "I swear that I have never heard of Jesus Christ." What's the difference between what he did by denying he's ever heard of Christ in front of witnesses? What's the difference between what he did and what Judas did? I'll tell you, that was how they responded to what they did. The correct way to respond, actually they're both given right here, the correct way to respond to a terrible sin that you've committed is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 7. Let's pick it up in verse 8. "For even if I made you sorry with my letter, I do not regret it, though I did regret it. For I perceive that the same epistle made you sorry, though only for a while. Now I rejoice not that you were made sorry, but that your sorrow led to repentance. For you were made sorry in a godly manner, that you might suffer loss from us in nothing." Verse 10, 2 Corinthians 7:10. "For godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation, not to be regretted. But the sorrow of this world produces death." There's the difference between the two. The sorrow of this world, which produces death, and godly sorrow, which produces repentance. There's a tale of two people. One, Judas Iscariot, who in worldly sorrow took the worldly way out. You see people every day among society doing this. This is stylish today. That is suicide. Taking your own life. It's in vogue and fashionable. And then there's godly sorrow. Getting on your knees. Repenting of your sin. Admitting it. That's the word. You know, the word for confess is the Greek word homologeo. It means speak the same thing. That is, you're agreeing with God. Well, he already knows. You're going to speak right along with God, Lord, and admit, that is, confess, speak what he already knows, lay it out on the line, turn, repent of your sin in genuine remorse and godly sorrow and repent. The word metanoia, meta means a change of condition, noia means your mind, change your mind, turn around, do an about face, 180 degrees, go in the other direction with your sin down there on the ground. And the Lord promises to obliterate to smithereens your sins once you genuinely repent of them. That's what repentance means. Godly sorrow produces repentance. That's the difference between these two. Peter came back, repented to God for what he had done. Let me say this too, friend. There's nothing you can't be forgiven of in your life. Have you committed some terrible sin? Maybe you're just tuning me in here right now for the very first time. And you say, I can't be forgiven because of dot, dot, dot. Friend, it's the devil that puts dot, dot, dot into your mind. I'm here to tell you today, if Peter can be forgiven of swearing in the name of God, he's never heard of Jesus Christ, you can be forgiven today of no matter what you've done by confessing your sins. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, it says, if we confess our sins, he, that's God, is faithful. That is, he'll do it every time. He's not unfaithful like an unfaithful spouse or a unfaithful whatever you want it. He is faithful and he's just, the word righteous. He is faithful and just to forgive us from our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's what he does. That's what he's promised. If it's conditional, if you confess. Oh, that's not bondage to confess your sins. That's scriptural to confess your sins daily. Confess, call them what they are. Speak them before God. Leave them there. Do an about face. Turn, go in the other direction. Leave them there and let God obliterate them. As far as the east is from the west, it says in Psalm 103, verse 12, so far as he forgiven us of our sins, that's my paraphrase, so far as he remembered our sins no longer, Psalm 103, if we confess them. Now, we'll leave Judas behind. Then I say to you, friend, that Judas was deceived. He could have been forgiven too for what he did, the same as you for what you've done. Don't let anyone lie to you and deceive you. There's forgiveness for your sins today by confessing them and repenting of them. Okay, now let's pick it up here. Acts chapter 1, verse 21. I want to look at the replacement for Judas. We've just seen the death of Judas now. He went, he hung himself. We read in Matthew chapter 27. Here, Luke enhances the story by telling us that also he must have crashed to the ground and his entrails gushed out. Verse 21, therefore, of these men who have accompanied us, all right, what's the therefore, therefore? We need to pick it up a verse earlier than that. Okay, well, a verse earlier than that, he's quoting those two psalms. For as written in the book of Psalms, this is Acts chapter 1, verse 20, let his dwelling place be desolate, and let no one else live in it, and let another take his office. Therefore, of these men who have accompanied us all the time the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John to that day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection. And they proposed two, Joseph, who's called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, you, O Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which of these two you have chosen to take part in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. And they cast their lots, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. All right, first of all, what's this text teach us? It teaches us who are apostles, and it teaches us what the prerequisite, what the requirements were for being an apostle. I see it all around me today. I've met many people, and I see and hear people all the time who call themselves apostles. People can call themselves whatever they want, but the Bible says to be an apostle, here it is right here in this verse, you had to be an eyewitness of the resurrected Christ. This is how they picked a replacement for Judas. Of all these men who have accompanied us all the time the Lord Jesus went in and out from among us, beginning from the baptism of John, that is when the Lord Jesus showed up, remember, to be baptized, when John says, I shouldn't be baptizing you, you ought to be baptizing me. And Jesus said, no, let it be done this way. We'll fulfill all righteousness. beginning all the way back to the Jordan River when the Son of God shows up to be baptized and the Holy Spirit descended onto the Lord as a dove. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Beginning from then, up until the day, just a couple of days ago, matter of fact, 10 days ago, up until the day he was taken up from us, one of these, that is of all these people, amongst whom we're going to pick a replacement for this apostle. Beginning from the baptism of John, up until that day he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection. To be an apostle, you had to be an eyewitness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Second place where it says that in the Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 1. Paul says, am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ, our Lord? There's two texts there that to be an apostle of Jesus Christ. Now, the word apostolos just means one sent. But to be an apostle of Jesus Christ, you had to be an eyewitness. You see, you missed the whole understanding of what an apostle is. An apostle was an actual living individual who saw with his own eyes the Son of God after he was raised up from the dead. Now, these people were sent out north, south, east, and west. These eyewitnesses, people who could put their left hands on a stack of Bible, raise their right hand to heaven, and say, I have seen Jesus Christ after he died. And that's what these men did. They went all around the world with this message, this special message, these eyewitnesses. I've seen it myself, the Son of God, after he died. This is what makes an apostle. And the Lord said in John chapter 15, verse 16, he says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and I ordained you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit shall remain. The Lord Jesus chose the apostles. Here, it looks like they actually gambled. This is the last time, too, you read about this, that of people drawing straws for something. Here, it's like they're rolling dice. They're drawing straws to find out which one of these the Lord wanted, which one of these the Lord had chosen to be. Verse 26, so they cast their lots. The lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11. So to be an apostle, again, we'll wrap it up on this. A person had to be an eyewitness of the Son of God after he was raised up from the dead. Remember that the next time you read or hear about or someone introduces themselves to you and says, hi, I am Apostle Smith. You can remember what it takes to be an apostle. That person who would introduce himself as Apostle Smith or Apostle Jones, according to the Word of God, must be very old, unless, of course, you don't follow the Word of God. Then if that's the case, then it doesn't matter what they call themselves. If you don't follow God's order of things, we're out of time. We'll pick it up right there as we continue here in the book of Acts. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.